Here I've got a photo that was directly 100% inspired by my brother Tom, who sent me a photo of his Kawasaki motorcycle that he took with his D200 in a 35mm lens. It was a 35mm 1.8 lens, and in the shot he sent me, he focused on the logo of his motorcycle, and then you could kind of see the rest of the motorcycle in the distance, and I thought, hey, that looks pretty cool. I should try something like that. So I saw a BMW motorcycle parked by my building at work the other day. And with Tom's photo in mind, I thought, well, I would get a shot of that. And at the time, I didn't have my camera with me. So I came back a few days later, went to where the motorcycle was, and no motorcycle. Denied. Oh, man. So what do I do? Well, I walked around the parking lot for a bit, and I knew I wanted to use a round logo. For some reason, I thought that would just be kind of neat to have a round logo like on the BMW motorcycle. And I saw this Volkswagen Beetle, and it seemed kind of like a good photo opportunity. So I got down low. I dialed the aperture way down. This is shot at f8. I tried a few at 11 and 16. And I wanted to get that starburst on the bottom of the logo. And I took a few shots, and I was actually pretty pleased with how it turned out from an experimentation perspective. I don't especially like the photo. There's too many scratches, and I don't like that ugly cable Oklahoma City sticker, but it did teach me a few things. First of all, given the angle of the light, even the tiniest little imperfections in the surface of the car show up like crazy. To get a really good shot, this car would have to be like ultra, ultra shiny, triple waxed. It would need to be like mint condition. And it kind of, this 2-minute experiment gave me a new appreciation for car photographers as well as people who are really good at Photoshop, because you could just remove a lot of this in Photoshop, but I don't like to do crazy adjusting to the image. Despite the Leaf photo that I mentioned, I think in last week's post, I didn't really want to go and remove all that. I figured I would just leave it and use it as a learning experience. Another thing it taught me is that a 50mm lens on a crop sensor camera is not really good for this sort of thing. It's difficult to get the whole car in the shot or any sense of context besides the logo itself while still making the shot interesting. So I could have like backed way up to get the whole car in the shot, or at least more of the car, but then it would have just been a boring photo. And I actually tried a couple like that, and they were just bland. They were uninteresting. Here, you've got a clear focal point. It's more interesting. You don't really have a sense of what's going on in the larger context, but you know it's a Volkswagen, and it's, you can see the sloping back portion of the car and that red taillight. So it's, even though you don't see the car, I think this close-up photo does give you more interesting things to look at than if you were to back up and see the whole car. So if you've got a 50mm lens and want to do some car photography like this, well, first of all, I'm no car photographer, but I would encourage you to experiment a little bit. And instead of getting your whole car in the picture, maybe try focusing on one little detail and see if that helps. I would like to play around with this idea a little more, and it probably would work better on a motorcycle. So maybe the next time I see my brother Tom, I'll ask if I can try a similar thing on his motorcycle. And the lesson here is, it's helpful to look to other photographers for inspiration. One thing I like to do is I go to a website called pixelpeeper.com. It's just pixelpeeper.com, as it sounds. And in there, you can find pictures taken that have been uploaded to Flickr using your exact camera and lens. So in my case, I might go to pixelpeeper and type in a Nikon D200 with a 50mm lens, or 85mm, or whatever the lens is that I'm happening to use at the time. And you can see hundreds and thousands of photos that people have taken using your same equipment. And it gives you a really good idea not only of things to try, but what it's possible with your setup. If you don't think that you can get really good shots, chances are you probably can, given your setup. You just need to get the right inspiration or the right subjects. So that's my little lesson. And I want to close this off with a big thank you to Tom. Keep up the good work, and keep sending those photos my way for more inspiration. I really appreciate it.